Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley,
And this
and
is
this is the
the
Amy and
Amy
Haley
and Haley
podcast.
podcast. Woo! We're going to be talking today about the Amazing Race. For those of you who don't know, it is a reality TV show. It's a competition between different teams who race around the world and do different challenges in different countries. And so this show has been going on for at least like 30 something seasons now. And it's one of Haley and my favorite shows to watch and talk about. And it's definitely something that we hope someday we can be a part of. And we want to share our thoughts about the show and discuss what we really think if we're why we're special, why we think we should be on it.
Yes, it would be one of our life goals to get on the Amazing Race. I would love that. So first, we're gonna talk about this season. It had like sort of just finished. Amy and I have not actually finished it. I was on episode 5, I think, before today, and then I watched, there was 12 episodes, and I watched up to, I finished 11.
Ooh,
So I'm
that's pretty
on 12.
good.
Where are you?
I think I'm on nine.
Okay. Whew.
Like so close, you know?
But honestly, really far.
But honestly, we were both spoiled by social
Yes.
media
I was
about
very
who the
upset.
winner is.
I'm upset because that's never been an issue before, and I guess it's because I don't really use social media
Yeah.
really all that much. And I feel like, and I don't know, but it's like, I honestly didn't think I'd be spoiled. I was like, nobody watches this. And it's like, just the fact that it's like the winners posted, a TikTok about it.
Yeah, that's a real bummer. I've noticed that too, where before I'd have like no problems, and now this other show that I watched, MasterChef, I also was spoiled by that. It is
No.
so frustrating.
That's dev yeah, because I'm like, I another reality show that I watch is like The Challenge, which is also something that people don't really watch. So I've never really worried about being spoiled.
Are you spoiled?
No.
Oh, good.
But
I hope it stays that
now,
way.
yeah, thank you. Now I'm like, maybe I, because I was trying to live in denial. I'm like, that can't be the winner. I'm gonna pretend I didn't even see that. And then Amy texted me, and I was like, ah, oh, man, I guess I did see that.
Yeah, well, I guess we both never got to share our thoughts on like who we liked in during the season, who we were cheering for. So I wanted to let you know that I was, I don't know if they got eliminated, when they got eliminated. I'm only on season 8, I mean episode 8, so like I was starting 9, so I didn't finish. I don't know what happens in episode 9, but I like the long lost twin sisters.
Me too.
I thought they were like really cool, and they're like they had like great chemistry. It's fun to see like people were skilled, like they're good at something. Like, oh, there's this challenge and I happen to be like really good at this, you know? So I like that episode where they were putting together the Ducati. She's like, oh, I just like make things for my kids and put together their toys. And then bam, puts together the Ducati and like so fast. I'm like, wow, that's like goals. I aspire to be that confident and be able to like put something together like super fast because I have some other skill that is transferable to this.
Yeah, when I was watching that episode, I was genuinely like, because whenever I watch The Amazing Race, I think about what we would be doing if we
Yeah.
were on it. I'm like, well, how would we do? And I'm like, yo, if I was doing that challenge, I think I would freak out because I'm like, it seemed so hard. And then she just like aced it. And I was like, wow, that's like goals.
Yeah. Or there was another time too where one person was like used to be in medical school or something like that. And then they had that challenge where they had to put the bones and then like the names of the bones. I'm like, that's cool. What do I know that can be brought into the Amazing Race? I'm not sure in regards to like that kind of knowledge. But I think like once you're like given a challenge, you know, and you're in the situation, I'm sure things will like come about. So those are the qualities that I think that I like in like teams where they're just like they like work well with each other. They don't like scream at each other or like get like upset. You know, it makes me like really sad for like their teammate. Like if their teammate's like not able to perform in a challenge, right? And then they're like upset themselves, and then their teammates not doing it. It's like a roadblock or something. And then they're like, oh my gosh, it's so obvious, or like they're upset at their teammate. I feel like that just makes me sad. Like you should
Yeah.
be loyal and be their like supporter even when you're frustrated yourself.
Yeah, and I'm like, especially this season that, the father and daughter,
Oh my gosh, I
I
was so
genuinely
mad.
was so upset. I was like, what? And just the fact that she's like, and I was like, dude, people would like kill to be in your position. And she was genuinely over it. And it's like, okay, on one hand, I get it because she was just very overwhelmed. And I feel like I get like that too. If I'm like very overwhelmed and then I'm just done. It was still really hard to watch because I was like, you should be trying to shake it off. But she was just in her funk for like the whole episode. And I was like, ooh.
I felt really bad for her dad too,
Yes.
because yeah, knowing like what they said before about how like he's always wanted to be on an Amazing Race, and like this is his opportunity, and her having that knowledge and not being able to kind of like get herself out of that funk, and like her dad is like encouraging her, and like it's okay, just like one thing at a time, you know? It just made me so sad.
I know, but and he was like so nice. And like right at the end of the episode, because just the fact that they made it before that last team, and then they were like, Phil was like, if you want to leave, you can leave because there's a team who would love to continue racing, And I'm like, oh, I could feel it because we're all waiting to hear her reaction, you know what I mean? Because she was just like so done with it. And you could tell her dad, and I felt so bad for her dad because he was like, it's like, it's okay. We're just gonna try to get through this. And I'm like, that's so awkward to just have like someone who's in such a bad mood and you have to keep going. I'm like, ooh, that's. And then just the fact that at the mat, Phil like looks to her, and then her dad is like, he's like, it's okay, like if you don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, oh my God. And he's like waiting for her reaction. And I was like, what are you gonna do? He was so nice.
Was really nice. And I guess like because the following episode they did get eliminated, and so I also like didn't like how her attitude like carried over a little bit into the next episode. Like she I think like she got better, you know, like she was more like willing to do things and like enjoy the experience. But then like right after, like right in the beginning of the next episode, when her dad was like looking for things in the sand, like a clue in the sand,
Yeah.
and then she's like, oh my gosh, like it's so obvious, all the things are in the middle, like what's wrong with him? And then she's like talking to like the other team, kind of saying like, oh my gosh, if I were doing this, I'd be able to like do it right away. And I was like, just stop, okay? This is your dad, like you gotta be supportive.
Yeah, I'm like, especially because I feel like her challenge wasn't that hard. I was like, you just have to like get plaster off of this sculpture. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, I was just like, okay, but at least she wasn't like horrible. I feel like some teammates are like pretty bad. But yeah, I was like, okay.
I do think like you said, like a lot of the challenges that we see that they like experience, I kind of like eliminate it like in my head. I'm like, can Haley and I do that? Like, especially the physical challenges, like if we chose a detour that was like bring the wa w fill up a well with water in the heat and like
I think about
run
that all
up
the
and down.
time. If we ever went on this show, so much like we would have to have, you gotta set rules. And I feel like there are teams that do that. But yeah, like how do you know also to like switch detours? Because the fact that they did that one, I was like, yo, the other one seems pretty easier compared to this because that's a lot of walking.
Yeah. So how would we know? How do teams know? Like, when's the limit to switch?
Yeah, and it's like they don't know either.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would just want to stick with the one that I've done, but a lot of times you'll see like they'll switch and the other one's easier. And you're just like, okay. And I'm like, I would never switch because once I start, I'm like, well, we're in it now. It's too late.
Yeah. But we have seen teams, like you said, like switch, but it seems like a good strategy is if you start it and like before you even get like 5 minutes into it and you can tell that this is really hard, then they switch right away. I think that is also like something that is a good strategy before you like, what is it, like the sunk cost theory, fallacy, something, you know? That idea where like you already put so much time into something, whereas like, oh, if you just try it for a little and it's like you can automatically tell it's hard, then that's like a good thing to switch.
Yeah, but I feel like it really depends because I'm like, oh, we maybe it's not as hard as it seems. And then it's too late. And then I'm already in it. And I'm like, well, I don't have the like, oh, I'm here. Oh, this looks hard. I'll just quit. I'm like, no, maybe it's not as hard as it looks. And then you're doing it and you're like, that was hard. Because I guess my other question is like, do you think that I feel like when there's a lot, the detour can be either or the roadblock, whatever they're called, it can either be like physical or requires like thought or memorization or something like that. Where do you think we would go?
The thought and memorization.
Right? Yeah. But sometimes that's like harder than you think it is.
Oh yeah. Like the one that I talked about where they had to memorize like where all the bones were.
Yeah.
Like if it
Well,
was, well, I feel like bones, like you can kind of
I know,
like figure that
I
out.
didn't think that would be that hard. Just, I guess, sitting through the lecture of that seemed like the hardest part, but I was like, you should know where most of the bones are. I don't know.
But my point is that like if it was like a different topic, like I don't know, like engineering, and you had to, there's all these like engineering words and you had to like connect which parts were which. I think like things like that are like hard, but I think like physical challenges are more like I don't think I'd be able to lift a heavy sack of flour and run across a desert and you know that would just be too much. We'd be eliminated. What about between sometimes they have like singing ones and dancing ones. Which one would like draw you in? Like you think like we can do it?
I cannot dance.
Oh,
So
okay.
I feel like that would be really, like I would want to do anything else besides dancing, but I feel like a lot of times the dancing one can be hit or miss. Like either you get it and you get it, or it takes you hours. And I feel like it would be hours for me. Do you think you'd choose dancing?
I would choose dancing because, like, sometimes for the singing ones, you have to get the like pronunciation like correct, you know? Whether you have to like roll your R's or like say it in a certain way, I think that would be really difficult for me to like memorize. Oh yeah, and I don't have really good memory, so maybe
That surprises me.
I feel like dance might be easier because like you can kind of like see people be kind of dance. More like you could see it as opposed to like you're saying it and you're trying to like memorize it.
Yeah, I just can't see someone do something and then replicate it. So I
Gosh.
can't do that. Well, that's
Yeah,
something that we've learned now.
I know, huh? Now that we actually like think and talk about the
Yeah, I'm
different
like,
kinds,
now maybe we
we
shouldn't go
should.
together. Because the other thing is that, like, sometimes some of the challenges seem more fun than the other one, even though the other one is easier. And so sometimes I think, oh, I'd want to choose like the fun one.
What? You don't want to win $1 million?
Well, I'm like in the moment because I don't think you've gotten there yet, but one of the challenges is like do nuts, like you crack nuts.
Oh, you know what? I'm watching that part. Like,
Okay.
literally just what? Is
Yeah.
it
And
the
then,
walnuts or something?
yeah,
Like,
the
make
walnuts.
juice?
Yeah. And then the
Yeah.
other one was like do like three carnival games. And I was like,
Yeah.
well, the carnival game seems really fun, but it's like I'm not really good at carnival games. However, I want to try them every time they're there. So I'd be like, oh my God, we should absolutely do the carnival games, even though I know I'm not good at them. Well, like I'm not good at them, but I feel like if I was there, I'd be like, oh, the carnival games. And you'd be like,
Our
dude.
downfall.
I'd just be like, oh, this one seemed fun.
No. I'd be
Well,
like, Haley, we can do these at home. I'll make carnival games for you. Get over there. We're smashing those walnuts.
because sometimes I think like, oh, sometimes it's like you have to run, like I guess it's what we're talking about, like you have to run around the city, like you get to see the city though, versus if you do something that's just in like one room, then you don't really get to see the city.
So the truth comes out.
I'm like, I'm there for fun and to win, hopefully, but I'm like, honestly, let's be honest, Amy, we're not gonna win.
My gosh. That is not what the producers want to
Never mind. We will win.
I'm curious to a lot of times the teams on the Amazing Race get eliminated because they get lost.
Dude, I'm like, I gotta be careful. Because I'm gonna be honest, in the last few episodes, that has become an issue. And it's really heartbreaking to watch.
Yeah, because it's like not really like something you can control. You're like in a different city. You're just like trying your best to like navigate, you know? I guess also it's like two different things. One, it could be like the taxi driver that chooses like the wrong route.
Yeah, I
Doesn't
think
really
that's
control
worse. But
what you're
actually,
driving.
yeah, like a lot of the teams this season, like the dancers are not good at directions. I'm
No.
like,
I guess like if it's a stick shift car, you would be driving and I would be giving you the directions.
are you good at directions?
I mean, I would have to say yes. But then I'm good at giving directions when I'm holding Google Maps, not an actual map. I've never tried that before.
Yeah, but isn't it just like you look at the map? I don't really understand what's hard about it. Like, I sort of get it because it can be confusing, I guess.
I think it's just like it's small. So like instead of like Google Maps telling you like you should be on the farthest lane and there's like this split coming up, you know? You can kind of like anticipate it, but then like in the map, like it's like a huge map and then you're like trying to look at follow like a little line. And maybe like that's where people get all like messed up. And also, I guess, like in a different country, sometimes it's like confusing to navigate how their highways are, or, like their
That's
streets
true.
are.
Yeah. I guess I'm like, I had a tendency, and I know it's like not really the same, but I think like there are some people who, when they're going somewhere, they just like turn on Google Maps and it will like talk to them, and that's how they do it, you know, like turn left in 100 feet or whatever.
Yeah.
I just have a tendency, or it's probably just because back in the day, like our phones didn't really work that well, but I would just like memorize the directions, like the street names.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, I'm turning on this street, I'm turning on this street, and then I turn on this street, and then like that's, so I'm looking for the street versus
That's
just like
really good.
listening. Maybe that's it. I feel like a lot of times they're like not looking, and I get it's like, oh, it's like different words and things like that, but I'm like, there's still words and you should just be looking for. But yeah, I do like, especially in Europe, they have a lot of streets.
So that's good then. Then we'll be okay as you're driving. And
Maybe.
I, you know, like you look at the road ahead, you know, you already have the mental map. All I have to do is just like remind you, like, oh, we should be turning here and we won't get lost.
I mean, hopefully, I am like, yeah, I feel like it's not that hard, but at the same time, I feel like I get really flustered. And so I'm like, I'd be like, ah, oh, this is easy. And then we're lost. And I'm like, well, I was wrong. And you'd be like, Haley. And I'll be like, look, I don't know.
And you know that also makes me think too, like we've never been in any like situations like that where either of us have been like really frustrated, you know? So I'm curious to know, like, when you're in that kind of situation, like say you, I guess like we'll break it down. Like say you're doing a puzzle and like you can't do it. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's wrong. You know, you keep getting it checked and the guy's like, nope, it's not right. Like, do you need like what kind of support do you need from me? Or like to get you out of that rut? Like, do you get really frustrated? Like, how do you react in those kind of situations?
No, I get really frustrated. But I think like that's the other thing is that like when their partner's already cheering them on, I feel like that would just increase the pressure. And I feel like
You
for
need a silent partner.
yeah, or just be like, hey, like you would see that I'm frustrated and just be like, Haley, like calm down. It's okay. And then I'll be like, you're right. And I'll try to like internalize that and be like, because I feel like you need a clear mind. And I think that is, the aspect of it that as people are leaving and you're still there, that pressure, I would probably cry for sure. And then hopefully get back into it. I will be interested, but what do you need from me?
I feel like now that you say that, I think I would probably like the same thing too, where like as a
That's
remind, like
good.
reminding you that like, oh, it's okay, just breathe.
Yeah.
Because now that I think about it, if someone's just like, you can do this, you know, everyone's screaming, you can do this, and you're just like, oh, but I can't do it, you know. So like that different messaging, where it's like just breathe.
Yeah.
It's still supportive, but then it's also kind of like, hey, you need like look at this in a different perspective and maybe you can figure it out. So I echo your thoughts. I think that
Nice.
is a great way that I would need support.
That's good that we have that in common, at least.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think you'd be able to tell like I'm like visibly upset. But I'm trying to think like if there was ever a time where I'd just be like, oh my gosh. Like I can't do this. Kind of like there's people who have like those outward reactions where I feel like I would just like shut down, just like silence, you know. You stop seeing my face. I'm just like looking down.
That would be so scary. I feel like, Amy, you okay?
So that was like, I was kind of thinking like how we would react, like if we're personally like trying to figure something out. But what if it's like we're in a situation where the other person, so say I drop the clue somewhere, you know, like the other person messes up. Like, oh, we were supposed to wear our costumes the whole time and I'm not wearing my costume, but you're wearing your costume. Like, how would you react to that? Like,
Okay, I'm gonna be honest.
you would hate me forever.
No, like, how would you react, do you think, to like passive aggressive comments?
I would not react well.
I feel like we would need to have really good communication, and I feel like we would.
Even in bad situations.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It really depends because if it's something that I told you, I think I would say something passive aggressive and I'd be like, basically, like, yeah, I told you kind of thing. But if it's something like losing your keys or something like that, it's just like it happens. At least that's how I hope I would
Really
react.
hope.
I'm not gonna lie because I'm like, okay, in the grand scheme of things, at least we're on the Amazing Race. And I think that hopefully is the mentality that I would bring into. And that's why I'm like, okay, I have to remember that we're here for fun and we're not here to win specifically. Because if I'm really in the competitive mindset, I would be like, no, okay, we got to go back. You just got to keep moving. The mistakes, they happen and we just keep going. Right?
Yes, I agree. I agree. And maybe that's like once we're on the Amazing Race, we gotta like write that somewhere, like on our hands. Because when you're like in it, you definitely like forget those kinds of things.
Because I know you're competitive,
Oh yeah, but you're
But
competitive
like,
like you.
how competitive are you? Like in this scenario, how do you think you would get in that sort of environment?
I think because kind of like how I explained, like when I get like upset, like if I'm not able to solve a puzzle, I just kind of like go in within my shell if I was a turtle. And so I think it's like really similar to like if we're working together and say, I was like, oh, you need to make this left turn. And you're like, no, I think it's the next one. And it is the left turn. I think I would just like internalize it. Like just keep the
I just say we need to have open communication, and you're just like,
silence.
no, Amy.
No, because if you think about it, it's like, what would me saying, like, oh, I told you so, like, do for the situation? Because, like, you already know that, like, you were supposed to turn?
But are you holding it in and like you're angry,
Oh,
or are
like
you just
bursting
like not
later?
saying anything?
Like bursting later? You know what? That's a good question.
Because I feel like that's what upsets me. But if you like, if you say the passive aggressive comment, it's like out there and then you can get over it kind of thing, ideally.
But turning the question back to you, like, how do you react to passive aggressiveness?
No, like I feel like I just need to say something and then I'm done. Like I don't really hold it because I'm like, I need to let you know that I'm upset, but then I'm like done. I'd be like, yeah, I told you to make it, but like it really depends. That's the issue, right? Like, what would you say if I said, because if you're like, oh, like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'd be like, oh, okay, and then we're past it. But if it's like, well, you should have said it louder, and then I'd be like, then I'm upset, you know, and I'm like, but I get, but I'm like, we might start fighting. How would you react if I had said that?
Okay, so in all honesty, I think I would see, like, I guess, like, tying back into like my own reaction where I'm just like, oh, saying it doesn't help me, but saying it like helps you, right? Like, you're releasing how you feel.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel like, or even for like a lot of people, it's like, oh, you're your own worst critic. So like your head is already saying like, oh, Haley already told you. You know, like you're already like beating yourself up inside. And then for the person who already told you to say like, I told you, then it's just like you're just kicking them when they're down? So then for me, I think like being aware, like someone's like already that kind of person who is like a huge self-critic saying like, oh, it's okay, we'll just like move forward? Or saying like something else is more productive than like saying something like we already know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends because, you know, if you had told me to make a left and then I didn't, I would be like, oh, you know, shoot, sorry about that. And you would be like, oh, it's fine. You know, like people make mistakes kind of thing. But, and I think that would sort of be more the scenario of what would happen between us. Is that first the person would be like, whoever got it wrong would be like, oh, sorry. And then it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine, just because it's like something you say. But if we're just silent, then it's weird because then we're both thinking, you know what I mean? Like the person who was right is thinking, yeah, I was right. And then the person who made the mistake was like, is embarrassed now. But if you're just in silence, I don't think I would like that because we all know what we're all thinking, you know? Right?
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. The scenario you described is probably most realistic.
Yeah, because I'm like, think about how tense it would be if no one said anything. I would be like, no? Or is that just me? I'm like imagining it. I'm like, ugh.
It just depends on the situation.
You're like, no.
Like, now I need to like actually think it through. Like, what would be that? Well, if I think as long as like the passive aggressiveness is not, because in a way, right, like being silent is a form of passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, literally.
But I just think either way, either passive aggressiveness way, it just needs to be like you said, like there needs to be open communication. I think you're right. But I don't think it should be like pressed. You know, like there's like those teams that you watch where they're like, I was right. If only you did this. And then like they're like continuing on and they're like still running and they're like, well, if you just had like done
Yeah.
this, you know, like there's a point where it's like, okay, you're just beating a dead horse.
Yeah, but I'm like if I do something wrong, my first immediate reaction is like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, is that not yours too?
Oh, yeah, it is.
So I feel like we would just be saying sorry to each other all the time. And we would all be like, oh, dude, it's okay. Like, you don't have to apologize or anything like that. And I feel like just that's what it would be. I just like, I feel like I do passive aggressive responses to things I determine to be passive aggressive, you know? Like, I don't think my first reaction would be something rude because we got to keep going.
Yeah, it would be sorry and then moving forward.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the hope, you know, like you never really know
I
unless
know.
you're in the
I'm
situation.
like.
You can just say all these, we could all say these things, and who knows? What if it's just aggressive? I'm just like, Haley, you know, that was bad. I don't think I'd ever say that.
No,
Someone
but
in the desert and like and riding a bike, carrying a bunch of barrels of hay and going back and forth many times changes the person. I was just thinking of Team Fun. They were like, oh my
oh,
God.
so sad. I know they were like so good though. I miss them. But yeah, I just think like I guess that's why I was curious about how deep the competitive streak runs because I think I have to continually remind myself to not get too into it. Or else I will be upset.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm like competitive, but if I kind of like take a step back and think like, I feel like my brother is more competitive than me. So for an example, would be like we play like a game, right? And say I win, he'll want to play the game again because he'll want to win. And he's like, no, don't walk away. Like, let's play again. And then say I beat him again. He's like, okay, let's run it back again. And so to me, I'm just like, that's just too much. Like, I don't think I'd be like that if I lost. I'd just be like, okay, I lost. Is that not competitive? Maybe I've changed. I'm so competitive, like playing mini golf, I want to win, but I don't think I would want to play it again until I win. That kind of competitive. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. However,
Are you a person?
I think I'm kind of like your brother. Because whenever my dad and I play Yahtzee and he beats me, which is pretty much every time we play Yahtzee, I'm like, let's play again. And he's like, no. And I'm like, I need redemption. But it's mainly, I feel like only for that game, but maybe that's like the only game we consistently play. So maybe
So you don't
that's
know.
cool. But yeah, I guess similarly, like I see how my brother plays board games. And I don't really like it because he gets, that's why I'm like, I think he's a little more intense than I am because he gets really into it. And I'm just like, this is just a game. Like, it's supposed to be fun. Why are you taking
Yeah.
it so seriously? So that's why I hope that's not me. Because I see it in other people sometimes, and I'm like, I don't want that to be me, but sometimes I think it is me. So I don't know.
That's really interesting. It's interesting to know where we both are on the competitive level scale.
Yeah, we won't know for sure until we do the Amazing Race together.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if there are like mini competitions like that, like locally.
Well, actually, my family and I, we went to Catalina and they have like a mini amazing race.
That's cool.
Yes. It did not go well for the family. I am still heated. The thing is that I know you don't really spend that much time around my family, but it's a very complicated dynamic.
Aren't all families complicated?
Yes. But
So,
I
in a way,
thought.
I can understand that.
I thought it was gonna be fun and like it was fun, but it also like wasn't fun.
I can also see that.
Yeah. But dude, did I ever tell you about our trip to like Catalina? And
No, tell me. I'm interested, like, about the story.
I'm like, now we should do it. We should go. Anyways, so it was like they had like marketed it as like an amazing race thing. And the thing that upset me was that My dad, you know, he knows that we want to go on the Amazing Race. So he was like, this is all you, Haley. Like, this is all on you, which, like, I don't like because I felt like I was the only one, you know, really trying
Into
to do it. Yeah. And he was like, and I'm like, it's supposed to be a team and you're not playing like a team because you're just like, oh, you're the leader. You do whatever you want, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, if I made a mistake and had to turn around, he was like, well, why didn't you read the map carefully? It's like, because no one else is helping me.
Yeah.
And here's the one thing is that one of the things I was like so upset because we almost won. And is because one of the things is that it had you go to the post office. And so I went there. And it's funny because I was thinking about all the times I've watched The Amazing Race. And it's like, read the clue, you
Yeah.
know? Read the clue. And so like we were supposed to take a picture of this poster that had the post office box number and like code on it. And I did take the picture of it, but I didn't even think anything of it. Like it just said, take a picture. And I just thought it's like, oh, you take a picture of it. And that's that because it said, go to the post office, but like on the bottom, sort of, it had the other information. And I just read, go to the post office.
Oh.
No. And I was like, okay, the post office, and didn't think to read the rest of the poster. So we're at the post office and we're like first, or what I think is like first. And I'm like, I don't know what we're supposed to do here. Like, and I was so excited because like the time was running down. And I was like, I don't know what we're supposed to do here though. And then so we like go up to the post office lady and she's like, and we're like, hey, we're here for like the Amazing Race. Is there like anything here? And she's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, what? And so we went back out, you know, the whole thing of like trying to figure out like why we needed to go there. So I was like, ah, oh, it must have not been the post office. Like maybe they were talking about something else. And then we saw like people run past, or then we're like walking around and thinking about it, and I go back to the poster and I see it, and I was like, oh. And then we go back to the post office and there's like four other teams there, and I'm like, dang, we were the only ones there.
So close.
Yes. Anyway, so that was sort of the experience that I was like, you know, I think we would be able to do
We should
it.
do it. That'd be fun.
Oh yeah, it was fun. We should do it.
Okay, so write that down so I know so we don't forget.
I know.
But yeah,
Well,
I speaking of like trying to pay attention to like little things, no matter like how many times like I watch it in The Amazing Race and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're like obviously missing like this tiny piece. You know, or like you didn't read the clue, or you know, a lot of things like that. I'm like, it's so obvious, but I can also imagine myself like just like even if no matter how many seasons I watched, even if I get in there and I'm like, I'm gonna read every single clue, I just feel like I would miss something. And
yeah, it's like,
it's just a bad habit.
especially because as you're washing, they do that little sound to like tell you that something's going wrong. I like that because then you know. But when you're actually playing, I feel like I would have no idea and I wouldn't even think to check anything. I would just be like, yep.
One of the episodes that I think I just watched was like they had to build a cart. Like they just had like a bunch of like wood and stuff like that and nails, and they had to build the cart and like go. My question is like, how do you know when to be detail oriented and not? Like some people just like bam, 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 knocked it out and then out, you know? Whereas like a lot of other like challenges, the nail has to be like exactly there and exact creation. So I feel like in that situation too, I'd pay too much attention to detail and I would spend too long making a cart. It's just not fair. How do you know?
Yeah, I don't know how you know.
Just gotta roll with the punches.
Yeah, because I felt so bad because he was like, oh, I was looking at all the nails. And I'm
Yeah,
like, well,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you because I think I would have thought that too.
Me too. I'd be like, I've watched so many amazing races, and the nail needs to be like this.
It's so sad when the person is like very like focused on it and it's just like you don't have to be, and you're just like,
Yeah.
oh, well then.
Yeah. And this season, they didn't work together a lot, which
Yeah.
I admire that because, in a way, the people who are more extroverted and like outwardly like friendly, they can build like alliances easily. Like you see that like throughout a lot of the seasons. And so I feel like I'm also like really awkward. And not only am I like competitive, but I just think it'd be difficult to like make friends that you're competing and then creating alliance and like working together. And then you're like, you've spent a lot of time on something, and then someone just comes over and they're like, okay, so what is it? Like, what's the clue, you know? Like, I worked hard for this, and I don't know how I feel about like working with other people.
I know it's hard because I agree with you, but it's like I feel like you need to work with people to
Yeah.
win the game.
You gotta play the game, right?
Yeah, which I feel like is so hard because my immediate reaction is like no. However, when you're really struggling, like who are you gonna turn to? Your other
Yeah.
competitors, but they're gonna hate you.
Yeah. It's a fine line.
Yeah, because and that's the thing is that like I think one of the girls says it later. I'm not sure if you saw it yet, but she was like, yeah, I don't mind helping these people, like, as long as I'm ahead of them. But when the game's on the line, like, you can't help them anymore. And I was like, however, when the game is on the line, it's too late. You've
Yeah.
already helped them and they're now tied with you, kind of thing. Like, that could be the thing that puts you under. So sometimes I think about that because I am like, at the same time, I don't really want their help anyways because I want to get it
Yeah.
on my own. It's less satisfactory. I'm still so upset. And I know we're both talking about the same season where the last literally four, like top four, all helped each other to get like that last team out. And
That's
I
just
was
wrong.
genuinely like, especially on that one, it was like the dining challenge.
Yeah. And they had to like look and then
Yeah.
see.
They didn't even do the challenge once before he was telling them the answer.
Yeah.
And I was
Makes
like,
sense.
you can't, they didn't even try. You don't even know if they would have gotten in on the first try anyways. I'm still heated because I was like, I get helping people. I'm like, okay, if you're on like your seventh try and you still haven't gotten in, I'll be like, okay, I might whisper you something. But like, if you haven't even tried it yet, you don't even know.
Yeah, it's straight up cheating. They're not even, they're just given the answers. That was a good season. It's like the challenges I felt like were really good, not the alliance thing. Like
Like they were hard,
they were hard.
so maybe that's why the alliance really came in because their challenges are really hard. So now I'm like, okay, maybe that baby one, getting it out of the like New Orleans pie thing.
Getting like flashbacks. I'm like, whoa, that was a hard challenge.
I was
Like,
like,
oh.
that would take forever.
Yeah. And then do you remember what was that one that they had, the one, was it like a plate thing or something like that? Was it that season? Like they had to watch someone like imprint like a tile or something, like exactly the way they did it, and they all missed like that one
One step.
thing,
That
one
was so
step.
funny. I
And they just kept doing it, and it was just like always wrong. I thought
must have been so frustrating.
that was one of the challenges were more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I also like they did not watch the demonstration the whole way through. So like how can we really blame like the challenge in like wasn't really that hard because
Yeah.
the main step they just missed was that first step of like putting down like the thing that prevents it from or helps it come off or something.
Yeah.
That was their whole step that they missed. I'm like, it shouldn't be that hard. Especially if you're having a hard time getting it off, you're like, wait a second,
Yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Do you remember? I think this is a long time ago. There was this challenge where there was like a bunch of sand castles, and there was a clue hidden in one of the sand castles. And so I think there were like 400 sand castles, and you had to like find the clue. So you would knock over the sand castle, right? It's like a pail, you know? And then you look, and if it's not in there, you have to rebuild the sand castle and then go look. So every time you like, make a mistake, like it's not in the sand castle, you have to remake the sand castle. And just like thinking through like some those kind of like challenges, I would see myself like totally breaking down, like crying, like I can't do this anymore. I'm like, yeah, there are some challenges that are like a lot easier than like others, and it's just like all, it's just like, you never know what you're gonna get, and that's what's the amazing race, right? That's why it's so amazing.
Yeah, that's why it's like It just seems so fun. Everyone wants to know if they're going to be able to do it. You know, I would be devastated if I was the first one out. But then you know that you weren't able to do it.
And yeah, the fun thing about it is not only you get to like experience like going places, but you just get to test your limits in a way where not even like an escape room or something like that is able to like test your limits. And I think that's like pretty cool.
Yeah, plus I wonder, you know, like sort of being in the high stakes environment for like however long that they are. I wonder what that's like. Like, you know, because I'm like, okay, it's a competition, but it's just a really fun way, I feel like, to explore other places. Maybe we should look into other like opportunities where they have mini like amazing race
I think we
challenges.
should. That would be really fun to do together.
Yeah, because now I'm like, we don't have to go on the main amazing race. We could just do a side sort of thing.
We should. Okay, now I'm really excited because that's like we could actually do.
I know, because now I'm like, why did I never even think that that was an option?
Yeah, and then we'll share on this podcast how it goes. So if we ever like revisit it, which
Yeah,
was
and
only.
we're like, if the podcast abruptly ends, you will know it is because of that, and we are no longer friends.
Oh my gosh.
That was the end of us.
Yeah. So, you know, you heard it here first.
Yeah, good thing we didn't go on national television to do that. You know, I am kind of curious. I wonder because a lot of times they're like couples or friendships. Are they all still together? Like, what's up? You know,
That's a good
a
question.
reunion episode. Like, have they done that?
They should do that. Like
No,
champions.
yeah.
Amazing
Like,
Race Champions. That'd be so cool. I'll send a message to Amazing Race producers.
I know, because I'm like, I think the closest thing they came to is like when they had that Big Brother Survivor sort of like all the reality show, like winners kind of thing, or contestants or
That's
something.
not as cool as like people who watch Amazing Race to see like the people come back.
Yeah, but they did have a set of Amazing Race winners.
Oh, did they? I don't
Like three or
remember.
something, I think. I think so. I don't know. Maybe that was like a completely different show. And they actually just had.
Well,
Now I'm like, I don't know.
we'll look it up on the side. We'll wrap up this podcast. And I will jumpstart our how we usually close our podcast with a song recommendation. My song could tie in with the Amazing Race. It's called Dreamers. It was the opening song for the World Cup in 2022, and it's by Jungkook of BTS. I'm a huge BTS fan.
The other one you
You
recommended
may or
was
may
what?
not know. It's really good.
Shoot, I didn't have one for today, but let's see what I got. I had one, Strangers by Mercer Henderson.
I'll give her a listen, and so will the rest of our listeners.
Yes, just us.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in today's podcast. I hope it inspires you to possibly join the Amazing Race, do something similar.
No, we
No.
don't want you to audition for the Amazing Race
Yeah. So I
because
can't be
only we
hired.
want to get in. Just kidding. If you watch the Amazing Race and you have like a season that you recommend, I would like to see a good season or something like that.
Yeah, or your favorite
Players.
teams.
Yeah. Let us know. But thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.